Hello, everybody. Here we are, September 2020. Many months have gone by since the last podcast, and that wasn't a planned break. Unfortunately, due to all of the changes and everything that's been going on at home and around the world, I guess I just didn't have the headspace to be able to record something, what I would consider something useful or something positive. That's the right way to say it. I was feeling quite positive about, you know, everything that was going on in terms of the fact that I was hoping that we would all come out of it healthy and well and all of that. But it was just an uncertain time, and I did feel a little bit uncomfortable about making statements about, you know, what I was thinking or how I was feeling. In reflection, it probably would have been good just to share that stuff. I know that there's no right or wrong answer or no right or wrong approach, and sometimes just being able to voice your opinions really does help, just to sort through things in your own mind. But unfortunately, the approach I chose was to go quiet, and I'm back. Part of that is the fact that I can see, you know, the lockdown and a lot of the changes that have affected us over the last few months are coming to an end. And so we're starting to sort of look forward at the balance of the year and, you know, what that means for us in terms of, you know, homeschooling and kids going back to school, our social environment and, you know, how we can once again start to mix and mingle with friends and family and all of that, but also just, you know, planning how we're going to work in the future and how we're going to do a lot of things that we've just learnt to do in this stay-at-home way. And I was interesting, actually, we were talking, a few friends and I had a bit of a party on Friday night, an online party. And one of the things we talked about was, you know, how we have gotten used to this way of life. And I reflected on the fact that I did read something about, you know, how long it takes to form a new habit and or break a habit, you know. So if you do something for a certain number of days or avoid doing something for a certain number of days, that becomes a habit. So we reflected on the fact that, you know, this new way of living, shopping, interacting, etc., will probably stay with us now. So although we'll have to make some new changes based on everything that's coming up, I think that there will be parts of this experience that will remain with us longer term, which I don't mind. I think the quieter lifestyle has, you know, was definitely something that we needed in my family, and I can definitely see the benefits of that. And, you know, like my, even, you know, myself with the kids, just not feeling the pressure to constantly have, you know, the things planned for the following weekend and, you know, during the week, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we've learnt to make do with, you know, just being together and cooking and eating and, you know, sharing stories and reading, playing games, watching movies, all of those things. So although it's been a very quiet period in terms of socialising, parties, celebrations, etc., it has also been quite a busy period for my family. My husband has kept working through the lockdown and probably has worked more than he has in some time. So he's, you know, literally working, you know, 6 days a week and quite long hours. And I actually got a job, and started on the 1st of July, and the job is full time. So, you know, that pretty much means that Monday to Friday, you know, business hours, I'm, you know, in meetings and doing work, etc. While the kids are at school, they're sort of busy between the hours of about 9 and 2 or 2:30. And then after that, it's, you know, a bit of playtime, a bit of outdoor activities. You know, we've done things like set up exercise schedules and all that kind of stuff. So just trying to keep active. And obviously now with the weather improving and things changing in that respect, we're getting outside a little bit more and even just feeling a little bit more energized to get out there and get back into the real world a little bit. In saying that, we have avoided playgrounds and a lot of the areas that have recently become available to us, just because we know that, you know, they're quite popular at the moment, particularly with smaller children. So we're just sort of letting that be at the moment, and we, you know, are just taking things one step at a time, which, you know, I'm quite happy with. Some of the more challenging aspects around the lockdown and the social disengagement, I guess, is the fact that, you know, even for family members such as, you know, my mum, who is, you know, in her late 70s and on her own, you know, there's just that disconnect. So we speak daily and we use FaceTime and a lot of the video programs to actually just check in and see each other. You know, but she hasn't seen the kids now for quite some time, and I can tell that it's actually grating on her quite a bit. And, you know, now she's getting to the point where she's, you know, she's starting to say things like, you know, am I going to get to see them again, and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, moving forward with, you know, the stages and being able to sort of visit freely and not feel like you're doing something wrong, you know. So I'd like to organise to go and visit, you know, my mum and take the kids along and all that kind of stuff. So that's the next step. But enough of that. I think that's enough of an update on, I guess, what's been going on. I've been finding it really challenging to try and sort through what type of topics to cover in the podcasts and the blogs. I think when I first started out and had a plan, that plan kind of went to the tip, I guess, with all of the changes in the current environment. I didn't know how relevant a lot of those topics and a lot of that information was going to be, or even just whether or not it was things people wanted to listen to or share their thoughts on or talk about, etc. So I guess I'm in a position now where I'm sort of looking forward and saying, what are some of the things that, you know, I think that will, you know, be interesting for people to listen to or talk about, or, you know, even help, you know, to clarify some things within their own sort of thought process, and maybe even offer some suggestions on how to move forward with certain things. So I know for myself, like with the kids, for example, you know, just in this planning stage where we're saying, okay, you know, we know that once the school holidays are over, there'll be a week back at homeschooling, and then you'll be back at school for my younger kids. And for my older child, there'll be one more week at school, at homeschool, and then back to school. So it's just a matter of, you know, I'm starting to already communicate, you know, excitement and looking forward to that, and what can we do to plan for it. So I thought after the school holidays and once homeschooling starts, you know, we'd sort of get all the uniforms out, get their school bags out, you know, just start to do all of that, maybe even do like an online shop with all the school snacks and all that kind of stuff, just to make it a bit of fun. And maybe put together like a plan for lunches or a plan for dinners or something, you know, just to add some excitement and a bit of planning. And also just, you know, there's obviously going to be some changes to routine and what time we're going to bed and waking up and what we need to do. So maybe even putting together some type of plan of action for every morning and every night, and just getting back into some type of routine. And I think rather than making that a chore, I thought I'd try to make that as exciting and, you know, just, you know, really trying to, I guess, demonstrate how having that routine and getting back to normal is really positive, and that we really should, you know, embrace it and do our best to get back into the swing of things as quickly as we can. I know that we've taken homeschooling really seriously in my house. So I have heard a lot of people who have told me that their child sort of hasn't done quite a lot of work or hasn't, you know, been engaged with the classes, etc. But the approach that we took was quite a serious one. And I guess the main reason for that was because we didn't know how long it was going to last. And I didn't want them to miss out on a year of schooling or a year of, at least the information that was being provided to them. And I can definitely see that with my youngest, who just was, a little bit slow off the mark when it came to learning to read and write, etc. And, a lot of that was due to the fact that, at the time when he was learning those core skills, I was really busy, with my dad and, taking him to all of his doctor's appointments and his treatments, etc. And so a lot of that just sort of was pushed to the side. And then when it came down to cementing all that knowledge, he kind of skipped a step. So it's taken a bit of time for him to catch up. But I can honestly say that, with the stuff that we've done at the school, thanks to some great, teachers and helpers and all of that, out of school with Kumon and, just doing some extra work and all that, I can see such a tremendous, improvement. And I really feel positive about, the fact that when he does sort of move to the next stage and the next level, so now that he's cemented this this stage, that he will be able to excel, that it won't hold him back. So homeschooling has been challenging. There was definitely some improvements after the break, and getting back into it there, and the feedback was obviously taken on board from the school and the teaching staff, etc. It was still a little bit complicated in terms of, what programs were being used and accessing documents and printing off things, etc. But it was, a huge improvement from the initial stage. So I think that we've definitely learned, how to be able to do this if we need to. And I think that it does offer opportunity, even for people who are traveling or people who, are sick, whatever the instances are or the examples are, it really does show that there is a way to do this without having to actually be on site every day and all of that. So, it's really something to think about, because I think that it does offer some more flexibility to families and people going through, possibly, as I said, illness or even planning, traveling, etc. What could we do to try and, support those types of things in this type of flexible environment and, give access to those kids that are affected by those things at a better level than they have currently been exposed to. So, now that, as I said, we're planning for this next stage, I've just been trying to think of ways to really engage the kids. And, I know one of the things we talked about is the fact that they all needed new runners because their feet have all grown, and a lot of the shoes they were wearing at the start of the year, do definitely not fit anymore. So, again, that's probably something that's quite exciting for them. Like I told them, that we'll get on the website and they can pick the shoes that they want, and, hopefully we'll do it sort of this week so that we've got it, they get to us in time. But obviously, even with that, not being able to go and get their feet measured properly, and what if we buy the wrong size? What's the process then in getting another pair and et cetera, et cetera? So, with the shops not being open, at the moment, it's going to be an interesting sort of start to preparations and getting back into the swing of things. I guess we're all going to sort of leave things to the last minute, which is fine too. But as part of my planning phase, I'm going to be looking at uniforms and school shoes and school bags. And as I said, probably doing like an online shop just for snacks and school supplies. And really just, engaging with the kids so that they really do feel the excitement about going back to school and being able to interact with their friends and teachers and all of that, because I think they will definitely benefit from that engagement. So looking forward to that part. Another thing that keeps coming up is our summer holiday plans and what will we be able to do and won't we be able to do. And I still do think it's too early for us to make any plans. Like we have a long-term booking that's, sort of rebooked every year automatically type of thing. We haven't made any adjustments to that yet, but I'm not sure, you know, what it means, because it is over the border. So, you know, what will that mean for us? Will we be able to go? We'll just have to wait and see. And, you know, if that doesn't work out, we'll have to try and figure out other options and see what else we could do locally or, you know, within Victoria anyway. So in terms of, you know, planning the next steps, I guess the immediate next steps are those, you know, looking at going back to school, you know, with the full-time job that I mentioned and starting, you know, it was pretty clear that I'd probably be working from home at least, you know, till the end of this year, with my role not requiring me to be sort of on site anywhere in particular. I think it's just easier for me to be in this remote environment for now. And obviously, as things return back to some type of normal, then there'll be, you know, an opportunity to sort of go in and go into the office locations and meet other people and all of that. So, you know, I'm quite happy to do that because of the current environment. It's much easier for me to be in this flexible sort of space where I will be able to do drop-offs and pick-ups and all of that kind of stuff. So I feel very lucky at the moment that my job will allow for all of that and, you know, provide me with that flexibility, but also, you know, that sort of future view where we say, you know, eventually there may be an opportunity to sort of do both, work from home, work in the office, flexible hours, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, feeling very, very lucky and blessed to have had, you know, this opportunity to start with this position and in this company right now. So yeah, it's been a good outcome from such a crappy year. What else is the plan? I guess, you know, obviously my 40th is coming up, so November, yes, my big 4-0. So obviously, again, I don't know what the limitations are going to be around my birthday. So I have spoken to some girlfriends already about the possibility of a girls' weekend, you know, going to the hot springs again and doing all that kind of stuff. But really, you know, we won't know until it gets a bit closer. And now that we're hitting on October's sort of door, it is definitely going to be here sooner rather than later. But, you know, as we know, I'll have another chance at my 40th next year. So if it doesn't work out this year, that's fine. We'll just plan next year's a little bit better. But in saying that, there will be a lot of catching up to do. Birthdays, births, you know, new babies with families and friends, pregnant friends, all of that kind of stuff, which, you know, I'd love to be able to you know, see in person eventually. And also, you know, just friends' birthdays, kids' birthdays. I've got a few gifts that I've still got tucked away in a cupboard in the house, actually, that I'd bought just before we got locked down again. So there's just a few things like that I'm looking forward to catching up with friends and just being able to say happy birthday properly or congratulate them on something that's gone on or happened. So yeah, that's the next steps. Some interesting things that have been going on personally is I'm actually trialing a new product that I purchased. So I'm really excited to see if it works. I think it's called Pepico. I'll confirm the name of it. But basically it's an LED therapy mask. So since having kids and my temperature fluctuations being so dramatic, I've had a lot of sort of damage to my skin, particularly around my cheeks on both sides of my face, more so my left side. And it just looks like I've got sort of broken red spider veins or something on my cheeks, and obviously much more noticeable when I get hot, etc. And, you know, generally speaking, it didn't really bother me. I sort of knew it was part and parcel of, you know, what I'd been through and all of that. But recently, quite a few times, particularly coming out of the shower and getting ready for, you know, just relaxing, my youngest, who's very, very honest, would make little comments about, you know, my face and what's that on my face and why is it like that, etc. So I think I just sort of got a little bit of a paranoia about it and decided to look into what type of treatments were available for it. I've never had a facial and I've never really been one to try out things in terms of like laser treatments and stuff like that. But in looking into this particular issue, they talked about the fact that any other types of treatments would be non-permanent and would only sort of lighten what I currently have in place, and the only permanent fix for it would be a laser treatment of some type. So prior to the first lockdown actually happening, I had booked myself in for some type of assessment just to be done, but obviously had to cancel that booking. And recently, you know, I saw an ad for this face mask and had a little bit of a read about what it's supposed to do. I read some of the reviews and thought I might look into it a little bit further. And obviously, as it just so happens, and you know, we all know how all this works, I was offered a percentage discount on the total price of the mask. So you know what, I committed and I purchased it, received it in the mail the other day. It's very funny, kind of look like a stormtrooper when I put it on. And basically it's a mask that has three different LED lights systems in it, one red, one yellow and one blue. And it does various things. And basically each of the lights you can use for the sessions are 10 minutes each per light. So the total time is 30 minutes. And you're supposed to use it about three times a week. And apparently, you know, in about 2 weeks' time, you start to see a difference, obviously, because the intensity of the lights is not going to be like in salon. It does take a little bit longer. So, you know, the plan is for me to check this out and, you know, see how it works. Long term, there's a bigger plan, I guess, because I do have four boys in the house, and one of the claims of the mask is that it helps with any acne, pimples, detoxification of the skin, and, you know, skin damage repair, sun damage repair, I should say, and all of those things. So, you know, I'm looking forward to testing it out, and if I'm happy with it, you know, having it as a product that's available sort of in the house for periods when we may need it, someone else may need it, but also for myself ongoing, it claims to sort of help with, you know, lines and wrinkles and the aging process, etc. So happy to give it a try. It wasn't a huge financial commitment. I'm sure it's much less than one laser treatment I would have paid for in a salon. So just really giving it a shot. And interestingly enough, after I had received it and used it for the first time, I realized that I wanted to put on some moisturizer and thought, oh, you know, I might just contact or check their frequently asked questions and find out if there's anything in particular I should be putting on after using the mask. And in my look around the website and the I actually found out that they were Bosnian. So I was very impressed. I was very excited also, and sort of suggested to, when I sent off the request about the post-treatment conditioner or moisturizer question, you know, I've sort of mentioned, you know, if I'm happy with this, I'm definitely going to be recommending it to my friends and family and stuff like that. So I am looking forward to continuing to use it, and really do hope it provides me with, you know, a result, because I found that, you know, particularly since I've started this new job and I'm on online interviews, you know, throughout the day, I am having to wear quite a bit of makeup during the day now. I just don't feel comfortable to join up without my mask on because, you know, particularly as I mentioned, my left side can get really, really red. And as the day progresses, it seems to get a little bit redder and redder. So by having makeup on and stuff, I feel a little bit better about that. So I'm hoping that using this mask and clearing that up will just mean I can go back to just using like a tinted moisturizer or something quite light, at least when I'm at home, rather than having to clog on the foundation like I have been recently. So yeah, that's my exciting development. I also have something else that I'm looking into, but I'll hold off on talking about that until I have it on in sort of in line and on the go. But I'm always very interested to try different things and you know, just be able to, particularly when it comes to my overall health and all of that. You know, over the last few years, I haven't really put that first or been able to focus on that, and I'm obviously really, really feeling that now, particularly in this period where I have been a lot less active than normal. So I'm really hoping to make some positive changes in that way and start to feel better and feel a little bit more, I don't know what the word is, I guess flexible, agile, you know, being able to sort of adapt to what's going on around me a little bit better and quicker. I don't want to slow down too much just yet, you know, knowing that I'm only turning 40 like this next month or in a month and a half. I think it's still a bit too early to turn on the slow down lights. So yeah, I think for today, for my return back to podcasting, that's enough. I hope you're all well. I'm really looking forward to getting some feedback and also some suggestions on topics you'd like me to talk about or cover or look into. You know, it is a time of uncertainty for all of us, and I know that there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of information out there, a lot of people, you know, being quite negative and, you know, telling us all how stupid we are for being duped and fooled and whatever, you know, but the reality is that, you know, we all need to look after our own, you know, our own mental health and our families and all of that first. And, you know, if part of that means that we, you know, need to shut off some stuff and not really look into certain things, that's okay. And no one needs to make you feel guilty about that. So please provide feedback. Let me know what you'd like me to talk about or cover, or if there's anything you'd like me to look into or, you know, help out with, or if you want me to talk about experiences I've had with various things. I'm happy to sort of, you know, go in any direction, you know, you guys want me to. At this stage, I'm going to keep moving in the direction that I've headed and just wait for some redirection if required. So thanks for listening. I really hope you're all doing well. I hope that you're all ready for your next stage in this crazy journey of 2020. And hopefully the next time we touch base or that I create a podcast, there'll be some even more positive changes to talk about. So thanks again. Good night.